Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Do you remember learning about Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is part of the food we grow in Eretz Yisrael. We need to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Today, we learn two more mitzvahs about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is special. We can't eat Maaser Sheni when we are tamei, or if the Maaser Sheni food is tamei. What does tamei mean? Tamei means when something is blocking the kedusha. One way something can become tamei is if it touches some kinds of dead animals. Then it is blocked from kedusha until we make it tahor again. If we are tamei, we need to do what the Torah says so we can be tahor again. One way to be tahor again is to go to the mikvah. Then we can eat the Maaser Sheni food. If the Maaser Sheni food is tamei, then we have a problem. We can't make food tahor again. So we need to sell the Maaser Sheni food and buy different food instead. That is today's first mitzvah, that we can't eat Maaser Sheni food when we are tamei or when the food is tamei. Today's second mitzvah is that someone who is an oinein is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. What is an oinein? When someone passes away, their neshama goes up to Shamayim. Their body is still special, though, because it used to have a neshama inside, and Hashem will put the neshama back inside when Mashiach comes. That is called Techiyas HaMesim. Until then, the Torah tells us that we need to bury the body in the ground, called Kivura. If someone in a person's family passes away, they need to take care of the Kivura. Until they finish the mitzvah of taking care of the body of the person who passed away, they are called an oinein. An oinein is not allowed to eat from Maaser Sheni food. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!